start again from Chavav on the base, the bottom. Haitana, Hefshetim, the Nituch and Shovim Bezar. The what's it called? The Korbanos, Korban Atomid and Korbanos Yochid are equal, that you can, both of them, the skinning of the animal and cutting up the parts is kosher bizar. You don't need a coin for that. Omar Chizkiah, Menayin Lehefshet Nituch Sheshova Bizar. Where do we know, Taka, that both Korbanos Tzibur and Korbanos Yochid, Azor, can make the Hefshet and Nituch? Shenemar, V'nosnu B'nei Aaron HaKohen, Eish Al Mizbeach. Nesinus Eish Boi Kohuna, Hefshet and Nituch L'Boi Kohuna. The Hefshet and Nituch comes before you put the pieces on the fire. Even though the fire is made before that, the Pasuk is said after that. So the Mela, what's it called? You only need Kohuna from the fire and on, not from what's done before the fire. Mora says, "Hi, mi boyale le gufe." No, I need that pasuk itself, right? That you need a kohen for the fire. Without that, I wouldn't know you need a kohen to make the fire. So it's not coming to tell me what you don't need a kohen for. I need it to tell me specifically what you need a kohen for, not to tell me that Rashi, "Hi, mi boyale le gufe, the ni boy kohen, miut the menola and the hefshini too." Where do we see a meal that only this needs a kohen and not something else? I heard Abaya was explaining to his son the Shochat, Shchita Bazar Kshera. So he's telling his son the following. That says the Shochat, and he told his son that you don't need a Kohen to Shech, Shchita is kosher, even Bazar. The Chime Ayin Basa, right? How do we know that? How do we know that Shchita is kosher, Bazar? Michlal Shenemar, Viato Banecho Itcho, Tishmru Eskunaskam. Shomeani Afilu Shchita. Right? That the Kohanim have to be Shomer their Kohuna and Vavadatam, do all the Avodas. So Mashma Shchita is also an Avod that has to be done with a Kohen. Talmud Lomar, the Shochat is Ben Habakar Lithne Hashem, the Krivo Bene Aaron HaKohanim Sadam. The Krivo Bene Aaron HaKohanim Sadam. Right? That the Shech, the animal, lifnei Hashem, and then b'nei Aaron HaKohanim bring the dam to what's it called, to the Mizbeach. What is the Hikrivu? Mikabola ve'elech. The Hikrivu means all the stages of bringing the dam towards the Mizbeach, which means from the Kabbalah and the Holocha. That you need a Kohen. The Mashma before that, from the Shachat, you don't need a Kohen. You need a Kohen only from Kabbalah ve'elech. Mikabola ve'elech mitzvah kohuna. The somach yodo v'shochat limed al hashchita shekshera bizar. So the fact that it says, what's it called, that the shchita before that, and also we have another pasuk that what's it called, that the same person who makes the smicha, which is the bailin, is the same person who makes the shchita. So you see, the shchita is kshera bizar. We'll see later what we need two pesukim for. So limed al hashchita shekshera bizar. Mar says michti mikabola ve'elich mitzvah kahuna. The Nosnu B'nei Aaron Lomali, right? If already we know that from Kabbalah and on you have to have a Kohen, so why do I need another Pasuk that says the Nosnu B'nei Aaron Eish Al Mizbeach, the Pasuk we had before, right? That's redundant, because that is after the Kabbalah, so you should need a Kohen. So why does he have to say it? Lomali, Lomali, Lemutei Hefshev Nituach. That's why it's extra, you don't need a Legufei, because everything from Kabbalah and on needs a Kohen. So it's redundant to say that you need a Kohen to make the fire, to set the fire up. Elamai, that Pasuk's coming to tell me not that you need a Kohen for that, but you only need a Kohen for that, you don't need it for Hefshev Nituach. Rashi. To have a Mizbar Le'Librei, Had Chizkiah. He was explaining what Chizkiah said, that Hefshev Nituach don't need a Kohen, and we learned it from the fact that the Kohanim have to be Marech the Eish, but not the Hefshef and Nituach that comes before that. V'hochi Mizbarlei Nihalei. This is how he explained it to his son. The Tanya B'Toras Kohanim V'Shochat Shchita B'Zor K'sheru. Says in Toras Kohanim that V'Shochat, anybody can shech. The Chimeayin Basa, Lishna Masnisenu. That's the Lashon HaMishnah, Michayin Basa. The Michayin Basa Lomar Psula Shiniskak to Lahavi Mikra K'sheru. The Michayin Basa means, where are you coming from? Why would I think it's Asr that I need a Pasuk to tell me it's Mutter? Michlal Shenemar, why would I think that Shechita has to be by a Kohen? Mitoch also Klala Yisibol Exalt. It says, Ushmartem as Kunaschem Vavaratem, all the Avodas have to be with a Kohen. So Shechita, I think, is also an Avoda. Talmud Lomar Veshochat Vihikrivu HaKohanim. Midichsiv Kohen Bekabola Uveshechita Loksiv, Michlal de Veshochat HaBailim Kohen. Veshochat goes on the Bailim, not the Kohen. Because the Kohanim only get involved from the Hikrivu HaKohanim. The Samach Yod of a Shochat. The Bailim are the ones who put their hands on the animal and then they shecht it. Limit al Ashchita Shikshere Bezor, Akamashon Mishnah. Umino Havi Mispar Abai Librei Hode Chizki Yohochi. And from that, the what's it called Abai explained to his son what Chizkiya said, why Hefshit Venituach were Mimayat from Vaorchu HaKohanim, Eishalam Isbeyah. Right, or Venosnu Bani Aaron Eishal Mizbeah, right, because that pasuk now is not necessary, because anything from Kabbalah onwards needs a Kohen. So why say it again? Not to tell me you need a Kohen, but to tell me you don't need a Kohen by Hefshet Benituach. Michti, Lamadnu Kan, the Mikabbalah Ve'elech Mitzvahs Kahuna, the Hach Nesinas Eish Basar Kabbalah Ksiba, Lomli Michti Ba'Kahuna, so Rashi is Medayik, that it says, After it's written after Kabbalah, but even though it doesn't happen afterwards, the Eish on the Mizbeach is put right away early in the morning before you start any Korbanos. But it's written after that. So why do I need to be written after Kabbalah that it has to be a Kohen? It's obvious that anything after the Kabbalah is already needs a Kohen. Lemute Hefshet Benituach, the Lo Ksiba Kohen. But it doesn't say Kohen specifically by Hefshet Benituach. And we want to learn it from the klal that anything that's an avoda, you have to have a kohen. So it's memuot from this pasuk. Only the eish needs a kohen, not the hefshet nituach. Teilach mihocha the dafka ksiv kra the ilo v'nosnu haviyamina haydalok ksiv kohen behefshet nituach mishim dlo itzrichu the gali lay the boy kunim kabbalah veilach. And if it didn't say a miut by eish, I would say that hefshet nituach is included because anything after kabbalah needs a Kohen. Didn't have to say Beferish a Kohen. It has to have a miut to be Mamayat a Kohen. It doesn't need a Reboy to be Mamayat a Kohen. Mar says, Vakati Itzrich. No, I still need a Pasuk by the Eish and a Pasuk to tell me Mikavola the Eilach, you need a Kohen. Why? Solkadaitech Amina Kivan de Lava Voda, the Ma'ak Vakaporehi, Losi Boy Kahuna. Kamash Malon, the Boy Kahuna. Well, we're going on the fact that you don't need a pasuk to tell me that Arichas HaEish needs a Kohen, because everything in the Kabbalah Ve'elach needs a Kohen. So now it's extra to tell me that you don't need a Kohen by Hefshet Venituach. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. I need a pasuk to tell me Arichas HaEish needs a Kohen. Even though I have this klal that anything in the Kabbalah Ve'elach needs a Kohen, I would say that's only the Avodah that are Ma'akiv Kapara. But Avodah that's not Ma'akiv Kapara, and we're going to add, because we'll see later on if it becomes necessary to add this. And it's an avoda that's not in the goof of the korban. Two things that are wrong. It's not ma'akiv kapara, right? In other words, if you didn't set the fire on the mizbeach, right, then you're not, the korban's still a korban. Okay? If you didn't set up the bonfires properly. It's not ma'akiv the kapara. And it's not an avoda in the goof ha-korban. But if it would be an avod in the gufa korban, even if it's not ma'akiv kapara, there for sure we know you need a kohen. There we never had a havmi, you don't need a kohen. Because there are other avodas that are not ma'akiv kapara, and it doesn't say kohen by them, but we know for sure you need a kohen. Hector chalovim veivorim is not ma'akiv the kapara of the korban, yet for sure you need a kohen. But that's in the gufa korban. This is not in the gufa korban. So I never have a mina that an avoda that's not in gufa korban, and it's not ma'akiv the kapara, doesn't need a Kohen. Therefore, the Torah had to tell me that the Nesinas HaEish does need a Kohen. But now we have no meal. We need it for itself. That you need a Kohen here, not to tell me that you don't need a Kohen by something else. Elamei Hocha. No, Enechadami. That pasuk we need to tell me you need a Kohen by Nesinas HaEish. So where do we learn Hefshet Venituach doesn't need a Kohen? Elamei Hocha. V'orchu b'nei Aaron HaKohanim es-hanesachim es-harosh v'es-hapoder. It says that the Kohanim have to put the Nesachim, the pieces of the korban, on the what's it called, on the Mizbeach. So, Michti, Mikabola Ve'elech Mitzvahs Kahuna. V'archu l'amalik. Why do I need this pasuk for? From, what's it called? Kabbalah and on, we know for sure you need a kohen. Why would this be excluded? Elamai, it must be coming to tell me not that you need a kohen for arichas hanisachim, but that a hefshet v'nituach, only arichas hanisachim needs a kohen. But hefshet v'nituach that comes before that doesn't need a kohen. Mora says, no, ve'eimel ma'ute. So here again, here l'chora, arichas hanisachim is not makom the kapara. So why don't we say the same thing? Over here, we need the pasuk because it's not makif kapara. So it's two things. One is we already learned it from, one answer is we already learned it from what's it called, from Nesina Sa'esh. That even something that's not makif kapara is what's it called, is still you need a kohen. You have to kabbalah. And the second shot is what I told you. That the Gemara never had a havamina that something that's done to the guf hakorban after kabbalah doesn't need a kohen. The only havamina was something that's not the gufa korban and it's not makiv kapara. There was a havamina. Where it says the emel amute sidru shnei gizrei etziv. Right? Maybe this pasuk, the aruch b'nei aron hakohanim es hanesachim, right, comes to tell me you don't need a what's it called a kohen by the shnei gizrei etziv. That you and we do need a kohen. Maybe it excludes that. Maybe you don't need a kohen to put the shnei zirei etzim on the mizbeach, but you do need a kohen for hefshet v'nituach. Not the opposite, which is the truth, that you do need a kohen for shnei zirei etzim, but you don't need a kohen for hefshet v'nituach. Why exclude this? Why not exclude shnei zirei etzim? Where it says, mistabra divcha dechavasei memayit. Where both of the hefshet v'nituach is something you do to the korban. Putting the pieces on the mizbeach is something you do to the korban. So it's mistaber if you have a pasuk in the one of putting the nesachim, that it's memayit, something similar to it, of hefshet v'nituach that comes before that in the korban itself. But not that it's memayit, something that's outside the korban, the putting of the shnei gzirin. So the shnei gzirin, we have no miyot, you need a kohen. And hefshet v'nituach, we're memayit from from the Aruchu b'nei Aron HaKohanim Esan HaSachim, only this needs kahuna, and Hefshef and Ituach doesn't. So where it says, Adarabba, Sidur dechavasim amayit. No, it's more similar, putting the two logs on the Mizbeach is similar to putting the parts of the Korban on the Mizbeach. Whereas Hefshef and Ituach is not on the Mizbeach altogether, so it's more mistaber that if you say you need Kohanim to put the pieces on the Mizbeach, but I don't need Kohanim to put the logs on the Mizbeach. So, who said that, why is it more mistaber to be mamayit hefshef and ituach from a Kohen, be mamayit sidur shnei gizrei etzim from a Kohen, and let hefshef and ituach remain as it was, that you do need a Kohen. So how do you know that the truth is that shnei gizrei etzim needs a Kohen, and hefshef and ituach doesn't need a Kohen? So where it says, lo sokadaitach. You couldn't have a havamina that were memayit shnei gizrei etzim. The Omar Mar, the hikriv hakohen is hakol hamizbeicha. Right, the kohen should bring it all to the mizbeach. So what is that? Zu halachas evorim lekevish. That's bringing the evorim onto the kevish. Halachas evorim lekevish with the boy kahuna. Halachas etzim lo boy kahuna. Right, Hasidur Shnei Gizrei Etzim Boy Kohuna. Right, we have another pasuk that tells me clearly that Shnei Gizrei Etzim needs Kohanim. How? Because it says that only a Kohen can bring the Evorim to the Kevish. But bringing wood Stam to the Kevish, in other words, bringing the wood towards the Mizbeach, doesn't need Kohen. But being Mashman, that's only bringing the wood to the Mizbeach. But being Masada, the Shnei Gizrei Etzim, that does need a Kohen. Only bringing the wood doesn't need a Kohen. But after that, when you actually put it on the Mizbeach, that needs a Kohen. So, therefore, we see that you can't be Mamayat Shnei Gizrei Etzim. We have a Rebuyah from another Pasuk. So, what's left? Hefshef and Ituach, that doesn't need a Kohen. Okay. Deloma Akvi Kapar Rashi. The lo makti kapora, the ain kapora le bedam. Kapora finishes when you're zorik the dam. There's nothing after the dam that's ma'akiv kapora. Ela mehocha v'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim. Hare lamadnu b'kabola she'en tzorich kuhuna. She tzorich kuhuna. Ela mutei hefshef v'nituach. That's the... Yeah, the grot, take it out. Just, no, this is not the grot. This is the, where is it? It's, yeah, Rav Ransburg. Ela mehocha hare lamadnu b'kabola. Right, needs elamute hefshinitu or she'ain sarakuna. The word, what's it called? She'ain sarak is taken out. Okay. Okay. The aim elamute shidush ne gizra yetzim. No, we have to mamayit something. From the fact that the Kohen has to put the pieces on the Mizbeach, so maybe the Kohen has to put the piece on the Mizbeach, but he doesn't have to put the logs on the Mizbeach. That's what should mamayit. Not hefshet v'nituach. The bein harbayim, the lok sibu hakohanim, al v'tzafra behedik sibu bir ale hakohen. We're talking now about only dafka mincha. Because shachris, it says b'feirish, that a kohen has to put it on the mizbeach. But bein harbayim, it says v'orchu, no, it says, what's it called, doesn't say kohanim, it says, what's it called, al ha'etz, I don't remember what the pasuk is. But by Bein Arbaim it doesn't mention a Kohen by Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Even though by Shachris it says that the Kohen, the one Kohen who puts the Gizrei Eitzim on the Mizbeach Shachris is a Kohen. By Bein Arbaim where it says two, right, it says Orchu, but it doesn't say, but that post is going on Shachris again. By Bein Arbaim it doesn't say Kohen. Where it says Lo Sokadaita, the lonely boy Sidur Gzirim Kohunim. There's no Havamina. That Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim by Mincha doesn't need a Kohen. Because we have another pasuk that tells me you do need a Kohen. Midiitzvich Lemute Holochas Eitzim Mechlav de Sidur and Boy Kohen. A Zohar can bring the Eitzim, but obviously he can't be Mesaber them. Holochas Eitzim Boy Kohuna. The High Kohen, the Sibah Holochas Eivorim, Al Korchich Lemute Holochas Acheris Boy. The Kohen, it says by Holocha, bringing the pieces, the Eivorim, right, is Mamayat a different halacha? What other halacha is they're bringing the wood? The Ila Gufe, Lo Itzrich, the Hashmina Mikabola Ve'ev Litzguna. You don't need it to tell me that the Kohanim have to bring the pieces to the Kevesh because that's after Kabbalah. And that's Begufa Korban. Ve'or Chulomali Dixiv Bohen Kohen, Lemute Hefshet Nituach. Ukahuna, we didn't get it yet, okay. V'archu lamali, so why does that have to say v'archu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim, right? Es ha-nesachim, right. Must be to tell me that hefshef and ituach don't need a kohen. Because you can't be mamayit anymore shnei gizrei eitzim, because we have a pasuk that says b'feirish, that shnei gizrei eitzim needs a kohen. So what's left to be mamayit? Hefshef and ituach. The one that we know, the one, this is the Orchu B'nei Akranus and the Sochim is Harosh V'Sapadr. The one above. The one that we thought would be Mamayit Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Now that can't be Mamayit that, so it must be Mamayit Hefshev Nituach. The Gra takes out the next few words. The Ein Mahachinami L'Gufei. He has what's it called, Ella, the Hiktura Koines Akola Mayosa. Okay, all this is not here. Rashi also Mashmah didn't have this either. Okay, so how do we read this? Gemara says, "What's it called?" My osel amute hefshin tuah. Hikri v'akoynas hakolam is beicha. The Gra takes all this out. It really doesn't make sense because we don't need. We already learned now hefshin v'ni tuah. We don't need another pasuk for it. Okay, now we said before that the Hikri Vakoinis Akolam Mizbecha means that he brings the Evarim close to the Mizbeach. Means he puts it on the Kevesh, and then from the Kevesh they put it on the Mizbeach. Why does that have to say Kohen over there? Zu Halachas Evarim Lekevesh. Halachas Evarim Lekevesh, who the boy Kuna? Halachas Eitzim Laboy Kahuna. Hasidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Boy Kahuna. Okay, so we learn from here that, like we said before, that a non-Kohen can bring wood to the Mizbeach, but he can't be Masada the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. V'nosnu L'gufei, V'orchu Shnayim B'nei Aaron, Shnayim HaKohanim, Shnayim L'madnu L'tlesh Aton Shisha. It's Rashi. From this pasuk we learn you need six people being involved in a kevis, in the korban atonement. To Rashi, va'archu lamali d'chsiba in kahuna l'mute hefshef nituach u'kahuna de'v'nosnu l'gufei. And I, why do you need a kohen by v'nosnu b'nei Aaron? Right, tell me that the lo tamer kivin to lo miak v'kapara lo siboy kahuna. I need for the eish a separate kohen to tell me that even though it's not something in its gufa korban, and it's not ma'akiv kapara, still, you need a kohen. Because I would think, what do you need a kohen with kabbalah ve'elef? Only those things that are either gufa korban or ma'akiv kapara. But if it's neither, then you don't need a kohen. Kamash malon, even the putting of the fire, which is not the gufa korban, and it's not a ma'akiv kapara, needs a kohen. With the goli bo de boy kohuna, but now that I know that you need a kohen, even if something is not makif kapara after the Kabbalah, koshkin, you need a kohen by something that's begufa korban. Even though it's not makif kapara. The al korchach lemute kasli, so must be now, that pasuk comes to my mind something else. Shaton shisha, right? Need six kohanim working with it, because it says two kohanim twice. Says, right, Hos Sidur Shnei Gizrei, Baikuna, V'nosnu L'gufei, it says V'nosnu, right, that, the Eish, V'nosnu HaKohanim, that's Ha'Eish, V'nosnu, I need Kohanim, to tell me the Eish, for the reason we said, V'orchu, now why do I need V'orchu? So that tells me two, B'nei Aaron is another two, HaKohanim is another two. So these words don't come to tell me you need a Kohen, because that I know already. And there's no havamina to say that Arichas HaNesachim doesn't need a Kohen if Arichas HaEish needs a Kohen. So what do you need? B'nei Aaron, Shretzikovi, Orchu, B'nei Aaron, HaKohanim, right, by the Arichas HaNesachim. You don't need it to tell me you need a Kohen, because that I would learn from the Sinus HaEish. So what do you need it for? To tell me, L'madnu L'kleh, Shaton Shisha. To tell me that you need six people being involved in the Avodah Satomid. Shetom Shisha HaBosar B'Chamisha V'HaKirbayim V'Echad. The Evarim, you have five Kohanim, and the inside's another Kohen. Okay. Omer Rav HaMenuna Kashilei L'Rabbi Elazar Hai B'Ben HaBokar K'si U'Ben HaBokar Esen V'Yarbo HaBoy. Right, L'Chora. Right, this pasuk is not talking about the tle. It's talking about a par. And a par needs 24 kohanim. Right? This pasuk over here, v'nichalei, hoda mishani lehochi, alo eitzim asher la ha'esh, kroi yiseiru. Toksi v'nosnu esh, v'orchu eitzim, v'orchu nesachim, lomali, su al ha'esh asher la ha'esh, v'midrash rei, d'hani vav kohanim, utzruch ledover, sh'nemr bo esh, v'eitzim u'mizbeah. So in that case, he said, this pasuk you can't learn that you need six, because this pasuk is talking about what's it called, parim anisrofim. That's what this pasuk is mentioned. The orchu ben yaron akohanim es ha'eish is not talking about the korban atomid. It's talking about what's it called, one of the parim of par. What's it called? The Parim HaNisrofim. The, which pasuk is it? Ben HaBokar. Shachar is Ben HaBokar Lefnei Hashem. So it's going on, what's it called, on a different Ola, completely different Ola, not on the Korban HaTamid. No, no, no. This, it's a different pasuk. It's right. That then a bakar, and that's not a clef, right? That's going on stam, and ola, that's that comes from a par, and the par needs 24. She can't learn from here 6. The nichalei, and he answered. It says al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh asher al mizbeach. Why need all these things? Ha'etzim asher al ha'esh ezeil dover shenem bo etzim eshim mizbeach. What thing is the first thing that you put the esh on the mizbeach, and the carbon goes directly on the esh? There's no other carbon there before it. The only thing is the carbon atomid. So therefore, that pasuk, right, is going on the carbon atomid. And only is a kleh, and that's a kleh. And there, it's what's it called? It tells me you need 6, like Rashi said, to be meant retrical. To tell me that not only the what's it called, the what we're talking about, but that which is al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh, where there's nothing else before it that's mafsik between it and the etzim, which is the carbon atomid, shel shachar, also needs what's it called, needs 6. So that's the ribuy of the orchu. The Ne'ar and Akohanim is going on what it says in the end over there, Asher Alo Eitzim, Asher Alo Eish. Okay. Haveyomer Zekleh, Tomit Shal Shachar, His Kikoch HaKosu Bo Lamareches Eitzim Chadosha B'chol Boker. Only by the carbon atomic did you have to put new wood on the Mizbeach every morning. The Eish Al Mizbeach Tukad Bo. The hach mokta sidur hamarachehi, that is making the bonfire. That's before you do the carbon atomic. Kivetani lakama peregimbo. Ubir aleha kohen, eitzim baboker baboker. The orach aleha ola. The omar mar ha ola ola rishona. That's the carbon atomic, the first ola of the day. Avashar kabonis lohus kikula chidish maracha. Other kabonis, you don't have to make a new bonfire. Use the bonfire that you had there already. The Hanach Eitzim the Eish Techsiva the Bed Boker Lav Latzruche Sidurei Atzmo Ela Mishum Da Dain Lo Nemra Parsha Sidra Maroch Aksuva Betzav V'Sarom V'Kan Hiskel Adaber V'Tzorche Ola V'Hutzruch Lomar Heyach Tinosin Kosev Lachakam V'Nostu Eish V'Orchu Eitzim Da Sidra Maroch The Shachris Koi. Here, even though it's talking about Ben Boker, regular Ola, but we didn't know yet the halacha of putting a mara'i, what's it called, the eish ha-maracha every morning. That's in Tzav. This is in Vayikra. So here it hinted to me the fact that there's a carbon that you're going to have to put new eish every day for, which is the carbon atomid, even though later on in Tzav it explains it in more detail.